After today's Dose of Tech, stay tuned for an incredible call for my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show. And this is a conversation you're not going to want to miss. The most invasive thing that could happen the next time you're on a plane isn't the person in front of you reclining. It's data gathering. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Keeper, the password manager you can access from any device. Don't get hacked. Get half off personal and family plans at keepersecurity.com/Kim. You may not realize that airlines are collecting and tracking your data. Your booking details, name, email, phone number, and passport are a given, as is the weight of your bag and you, depending on the airline. Use the onboard Wi-Fi? Yep, the sites you visit, what you search for, the apps you use, and more is being monitored. Other things airlines are collecting on you? What you drink or eat, and when your beverage is empty, your flight history, and complaints to see if you're a good passenger or not. What movies you like to watch for some in-flight entertainment. Why so focused on flyer data? It's all about the cold, hard cash. It's another way that any company will repackage your data and sell it off to anyone. Join 500,000 folks who get TechSmart the easy way every single day with my free newsletter. Sign up now at GetKim.com. Here's an outstanding call for my weekend show. You're going to love it. Of course, my weekend show is called The Kim Komando Show. I know, some things in tech really make sense. Dan in Prescott, Arizona. Hi there, Dan.
Well, hi there, Kim. Thanks for taking my call, and I'm not worthy.
Okay, perfect. I love that.
Well, my question for you is, will an iPad Pro, fifth generation with the M1 chip, satisfy me as far as Microsoft Office 365 usage? Is it big enough? Is it beefy enough? Or will it be kludgy like Google Docs and Google Excel?
Well, you know, this is a very personal preference. And they're not cheap. You know, a 12.9-inch iPad Pro starts at $1,100, right? And and it's a decent configuration. Now, Apple has something. Apple has something that you might want to check out, and it's $300. Okay, and it's called the Magic Keyboard. And what the Magic Keyboard is, it allows you to take that 12.9-inch iPad and pretty much will turn it into a laptop for you. So it has a base for you to put the iPad on, which is different than these other cheapo bases. I mean, you can buy a base on Amazon for, I don't know, $20, right? But this one from Apple is a little bit different. Okay, so you put the iPad out there, and then it has a USB-C port on it. It has a cantilever design so you can attach it magnetically, and then you can just move it anyway. But the thing that I like about it, if I was going to use this as a workstation, which it sounds like you're going to be doing it as, is that it has a keyboard and it has a trackpad built in. So the fact that you have a keyboard and trackpad and you have this, I don't know if it's, I mean, you could just get a regular keyboard case for $40. But I just think it's something that you might want to look at. And before you buy it, either head to Flag or come down to Phoenix and go to an Apple store. And then I really want you to open up Microsoft Word on an iPad using the Magic Keyboard in that store and see how it feels. Because I know that when I'm writing a USA Today column, Dan, and I'm trying to crank out work, I want a laptop. I want a nice big screen and I want to be able to see everything. But again, this is just – it's a personal preference. Technically, can it do everything, Dan? Yeah. It's going to smoke. It's going to be great. And plus, you have touchscreen, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful world. But I just want to make sure that you are comfortable using Microsoft Word on an iPad. But I think you will be if you look at the different bases, and especially just go to the Apple Store and try that Magic Keyboard. I think you might, especially if you're going to be using, like you said, as a production machine, I think you're really going to like it. Thanks a ton for listening. Now, if you have questions, comments, or just a digital dilemma, find your way to Komando.com and hit that email Kim link. I treat each email like it's a VIP guest at a tech expo. Now, you can turn tech chaos into clarity. How? Well, you know, get my free daily newsletter over at GetKim.com.